Stop the Children and Social Work Bill Blitz. Jean Hannigan, NHS worker, Devon. The government's Children and Social Work Bill is currently under discussion in the House of Lords. If passed, it will allow councils to opt out of many of the laws protecting vulnerable children and young people. These laws have been adopted over the last 8 years following horrific cases such as Victoria Klimbie and Baby P. The power of choice for local authorities would be at the command of the Secretary of State for Education, who could allow free yearly trials of different approaches, leading to an experimental postcode lottery of child protection. Also worrying is the potential opening of the backdoor for privatization, for companies such as Richard Branson's Virgin Care. The current laws prohibit profit-making companies being involved in child protection. Virgin Care has become one of the biggest private providers of community healthcare. This year alone it has won six multi-million pound bids on providing NHS community services around the country. In 2012, commissioners chose Virgin Care for a £130 million contract to provide core NHS and social care services in Devon. The plan was to take over, integrate, cut, and exploit for-profit various children's services. But although they got health workers, Virgin Care was prevented from including social workers due to legislation now under threat from the Children and Social Work Bill. With council budgets still under attack from this austerity government, the offer of private companies running these services will look very appealing to councillors unwilling to stand up to Tory cuts. Children's services have already seen unprecedented cuts. Commissioning for Public Health, moved from NHS to council responsibility, has faced £200 million in budget cuts from central government. This year, routine nasal spray flu immunizations for 5 and 6 year olds are being provided in schools by pharmacists working for tax avoiding chemist boots. These cuts to social work and public health funding and regulation by the unelected Prime Minister Theresa May will leave children and young people at higher risk of abuse and neglect. A coordinated campaign across the public sector, including Joint Industrial Action and a socialist political voice for workers, really is needed. Only this can protect the most vulnerable in society, our future, and our children and young people.